My name is Jag Dillon, and I'm the Melon Product Manager for AMPA.
All right. So tell me about some of the things that are going on with melons and what people will see while they're touring out here today.
One of the main focuses that we have here, and this is the AMPA side, so what we focus on here is LSL Harpers, Western Shippers, and Honeydews. So majority of what you're going to see here is our new focuses on LSL Harpers, and we have some new Honeydews as well. But we're really trying to get involved more in the LSL Harper market.
What are some of the things that you're focusing on in the market?
I think one of the key components that we're focusing on is flavor, because a lot of the complaint that we get from consumers is the flavor is just not there. A lot of people are used to that Western Shipper traditional taste of a cantaloupe, and one thing we're trying to get with LSL Harper is we're trying to get that flavor involved in those as well.
How does that work? How can you breed in the flavor and amplify that for consumers?
So we have our breeder, Bill Copes, has a bunch of inbreds that are also that he was using previously in Western Shipper programs, and a lot of those inbreds will get incorporated or, you know, from through genetics of conventional breeding, will get incorporated into our new hybrids.
Okay. So have you seen a lot of success with this? Or are you seeing some challenges?
We've seen a lot of success. We have two commercial LSL Harpers with a lot of flavor, Fiji and Tonga. Fiji's been around for a couple of years, but our new introduction was Tonga, and we had our first year of sales just in January of 2016. And we had a lot of growers and consumers and dealers actually out here throughout the week, and you know, so far everybody's given us positive feedback on Tonga and Fiji. So
you said that you've had a lot of people out here. Have you seen the field days and the tours been going pretty well? A lot of interest out here?
Yeah, I would say so far we've had pretty good turnout. A lot of people have come in and given us good feedback. And, you know, a lot of these are commercial varieties, and it's something that people see throughout the year, and, you know, they're seeing it every season. And a lot of the people that are out here, you know, we actually trial with a lot of the growers, and you know, so a lot of even the dealers have been seeing this material previously. And so for us, it's just more of a confirmation. But I think it's an excellent event in order for us to get feedback and generate discussion.
All right. So anything else that you can tell us about what's going on in melons right now?
Yeah, I mean, one of the main things that we're focusing on big time again is flavor, but yet yield at the same time, because, you know, a lot of growers come back to us and say, hey, we need yield, we need yield. So we're focusing and we're pushing that flavor compound with the yield. So, you know, we're listening.